Tuesday's primary election marked the beginning of the end of the scandal-ridden administration of Robert Vicano, executive of Wayne County. He placed fifth in the Democratic primary, so former Sheriff Warren Evans will likely win the office this November in that Democratic stronghold. But Vicano leaves behind a huge challenge for his successor. We're joined now by Daniel Howes, business columnist for the Detroit News. Daniel, in your column today, you write that incompetence brought Vicano down. What shape is he leaving Wayne County in?
Financially pretty poor. He's got a pension fund that is in some ways worse, more underfunded than some of the Detroit pension funds that are now going through bankruptcy reorganization and restructuring, and budgets that are out of whack, a lot of white elephant projects like the Pinnacle Racetrack that was open for about 3 years before it closed and cost the taxpayers, you know, $35 or so million. The half-finished county jail downtown, probably another $200 million boondoggle, and a legacy of a lot of self-dealing and cronyism that I think is going to be very hard for his successor to unwind, particularly a successor who's basically been part of the Wayne County and Detroit political and law enforcement machine for a very long time.
Let's take a closer look at Warren Evans. You said that he is part of or has been part of the existing political structure in Wayne County. Is he up to the challenge?
I think that remains to be seen. I think just because you've been around and you know you're and you can exude this confidence that we're going to get our arms around it doesn't mean that you can and doesn't mean that you will. We've seen this in this part of the state in many different applications. It could be in government, it could be in the city of Detroit, it could be in Wayne County, it could be at General Motors. I mean, there's been this belief that outsiders could fix General Motors. Well, the last 5 years they've been led by outsiders until January, and there's still some rather major issues that they're dealing with. I don't think it's at all clear that someone who is a product of a culture and a part of the world like Southeast Michigan and its structures and the way it's done things for a very, very long time, with one party controlling, essentially controlling the levers of government, abetted by organized labor, I mean, that's just a fact. Can those people then turn around and do the radical changes that you could do, say, in a bankruptcy restructuring? I think that's a very much an open question, and I think it's safe to say we haven't seen that happen. We didn't see it at the state level until we got a different governor and we got a different legislature, and we didn't see it in the city of Detroit until there was a bankruptcy filing, because when the city under Dave Bing and the former council had the opportunity, they made arrangements and agreements with the state, and they basically didn't live up to them at all for a year, and that's why we ultimately got to bankruptcy. And there may be people that don't like to hear that, but I think that's a pretty well-established fact.
Do you think we've heard the last of Robert Vicano in politics? I mean, what comes next for him?
I don't have the foggiest notion. I mean, as someone who's been around in politics for a long time, I think it's going to be very difficult to mount any kind of comeback, given how he was essentially unceremoniously dismissed. I mean, when you are the incumbent and you've been around, you were sheriff before you were county executive, and you pull fifth in a Democratic primary?
That's a pretty clear message.
Good Lord. I mean, it's about as clear a message as you can get. I mean, does that mean he doesn't try to run for state rep, you know, down the road or something? I suppose anything's possible. But if he did, imagine what his opponents would trot out. I mean, I think that would be a very, very difficult lift politically. So, you know, I will say this about Bob Vicano. I think he had his head on straight about some of the economic development and some of the things he tried to do. He defied a lot of people in organized labor who are some of his strongest supporters, and he went to Asia quite often in the service of economic development for Wayne County, including China, which is a hot button for a lot of people in organized labor. But he did it because he had the vision and he understood some of the things that were opportunities for Wayne County, whether it was around the airport or transportation or investments associated with the auto industry, particularly the intellectual side of the industry. He got that, and I think he deserves credit for that. But I don't think he necessarily surrounded himself with the right people, and I think at the end he was not served well by the people that he chose. And one way to always judge a leader, whether it's a corporate leader or a political leader, is by the people that are around them. And I think they can make them very strong and effective, and they can make them ineffective.
Daniel Howes is a business columnist for the Detroit News. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.